Bienvenidos to the 50-50, a Spanglish podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
In this episode, we are talking about adulting. Y desde ahorita le digo, I kind of hate it.
Me too.
I am hating adulting this week, and it is not fun. And I feel like people are pretending how to adult, ¿no crees?
Yeah, 100%.
We discuss how everyone's faking it. Nobody knows anything in this episode. All this and more.
Coming up.
And bienvenidos once again to the 50-50, a Spanglish podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
En este episodio estamos diciendo lo que es ser un adulto. Y ahorita te lo digo, no me gusta. Esa semana, I've dreaded being
really?
An adult. No, it's been one of those weeks que like...
It has been.
Ugh. You know, como que like... Ugh.
But you know, you're 30 already. You should be adulting expert.
I feel como que like now that I'm actually semi-adulting, como que like I'm más o menos, ya estoy como en ese bracket de que like, you know how like 18 to 20, 28, and then if you're like 28 to 35, mm-hmm. the second little bracket in the demographic, ahí estoy yo.
Mm.
And since I'm in that second area of the demographic, como que llegaron un poquito mala onda, pero como que at the same time, it's... Now that I'm kind of learning how to do it, I'm supposed to do it well. And sometimes it's not easy to adult well.
And reflecting back on, like, we don't know what we're doing, dude.
Dude, no sé. No, we don't know what we're doing, man. Like, okay, se está acabando la escuela, faltan 3 meses, and I feel like I'm drowning. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, tax season is coming. I haven't done
taxes.
It.
Taxes. What is up with you? Because we always do them, like, January. And yeah. By we, I mean you.
By we, you mean, yeah, exactly. You mean me. Uh-huh.
See.
See, usually we get them. I mean, we get the W-2 super quick. Aistan, I'm looking at them right now. Aistan, right there in front of me. I just no sé. Like I feel like I have so many other projects going on that like who cares about taxes? You know, like
it's kind of important though.
Okay, what are they gonna do? Throw me in jail? I kind of like all crazy.
Well, sí pueden.
Sí, sí, tal vez sí puedan, verdad? No, we are gonna do them, and by we, I mean you.
No, I thought you were kidding.
I was not kidding. That Twitter was fire. You're going to do the taxes. I'm trying to empower you, babe.
I don't want to be empowered.
I'm trying to make the whole equal rights. You know what I mean?
No, it's all about gender equality until it's tax season. I'm like, no, I'm a little lady.
Yeah.
Help me.
You're not a little lady. You're a smart, independent woman.
Que flojera, Jesse.
It's really not that hard. It really isn't that hard. You know, and people who pay for their taxes, like ni el caso, dude, it's like the most simple thing in the world.
No.
Yes, it is. I really think it is.
Well, yeah. That's your brain.
Like, you just sit there. Like, okay, unless you have like a business and it's one of those like businesses that you're tracking every single receipt and you're looking for every single deductible, then it might be complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Pero si eres como tú y yo, que like, vamos a un trabajo y nos mandan un W-2 y todavía no tenemos chamacos.
Está como es written. Everything's written for you, no?
It really is. Like, mm-hmm. Do you have kids? Yo sí como que look around the house como que like, no, I do not.
I still don't want to do them.
Congratulations, you know, like, do you have solar panels? Yes, I do. Congratulations. Are you a student? No, I'm not. Oh, well, then you missed, you know, like, I don't know. They gave a tax credit or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Who knows if I'm right, honestly. All I know is that I followed a questionnaire on the software.
Online.
Yeah, and I hit the numbers and aha.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we get money back because we're poor.
Mm-hmm.
Or pay too much taxes. Una de las dos. I'm not sure.
Let's hope. Let's we got to do them, though.
We got till April 15. What's
but
the rush?
If you want me to do them, I can't, like, you can't just, like, no me tires el papel y la computadora and be like, here, figure it out. Like, I need you to hold my hand.
I feel como que life is the best teacher. Y life, cuando queremos, quiere que nosotros aprendamos algo, mm-hmm. nos tiran cosas en nuestra face. And so como que, like, figure it
no.
out. So that's life, like, throwing things in your face is the best teacher. It really is, dude. Como que, like, te prepara para todo.
But you love me.
I love you, but life doesn't. Así que acá, ¿no? Crazy.
You sound like my economics teacher.
Economics was a weird class. Economics is like... Well, no, yo
did you a, have Rothschild?
No, I had Goodwin. And when I was there back in 08, like...
Goodwin was my government teacher.
Oh, well, you know...
And he was like, what is it? The debate team.
Probably because the economy collapsed. He couldn't then teach economics, so they put him in government. You know?
I went to high school a la misma vez. Well,
you graduated 2 years later. Than I did.
Pues que son dos años. I had economics.
Sí, pero digo, lo que yo digo es que like 2008, the market collapses. 2010, we're in full recession.
Uh-huh.
And like, we didn't start seeing like an upswing like till like maybe 2012.
Yo nomás sé que ese señor was like, his life mission was just to like make us fearful of the future.
Sí.
Like nos quería hacer sentir como unos insignificantes, como que like, you think you're an 18-year-old about to graduate high school, que tienes toda tu vida, like that kind of attitude, you know? And it was very annoying and it got really old really quick and I learned nothing.
He was trying to give you a reality check, but sí, he was coming como out
que,
too strong.
Ajá, sí, como que like, tú piensas que porque pues ya vas a ir al colegio, te vas a graduar.
Wow, he sounds bitter.
Vas a poder pagar esto, pagar aquello, look how much this costs, and you know, all these things. So it was just kind of like, si no, like if you don't have a good paying job, might as well, you know, just kill yourself.
That's all crazy.
That's what I remember. And honestly, like, you know, you're a teacher. Tú sabes, like, the impact you can make on a kid. And I learned nothing.
Yeah.
All I know is que I was taking business multimedia at the same time. And he wanted someone to make, like a logo for his actual business. And I made it for him. And then he, like, took it and kept it. And because I was a student, pues no lo podía hacer como, like, copyright. So he, like, uses my logo.
To this day?
I don't know. I haven't.
What business was it?
I haven't Googled it. It was like a techie thing, like an online business.
That's funny. No, like he's doing a techie online business, but doesn't know how to make a logo.
Well,
so techie.
It was my project.
Oh.
Yo tenía que buscar a alguien to do a project for, and I knew that he had an online business.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, after high school, I was 18 and I felt like most 18-year-olds, like I had a lot to prove.
Yeah.
I had to prove that I'm an adult. Porque en este país que vivimos lindo, querido, que vivimos, like, te dice, the moment you turn 18, like,
you're an adult.
You are an adult.
Air quotations.
It is your God-adult given right to handle a gun, but not drink. Kind of
like, can you smoke at 18?
You could, not anymore.
Oh.
Okay. Antes sí.
Oh, that's right. I work at the health department. I should know.
That's right. Your laws have been
sorry
updated.
Now.
So antes, like, you could smoke, you can shoot. But no drinking, and also figure out your life. Hurry up, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah. If you're poor and you can't figure it out, then it's your fault.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily a pressure. Like, I didn't see it as a pressure, but I was excited and, like, I wanted to grow up. I wanted to be an adult. Así que when I was 18, I started working at Juliana's as a server, as busser, caterer, de todo, you know?
Yeah.
Y yo quería...
Bartender.
I wanted to make that money. I wanted to, like, you know... Buy my own things.
¿Qué hiciste con tu dinero?
Dude, absolutely nothing. Like, nothing useful. You know, I just bought a bunch of crap, you know, like, and the thing is, my parents no son como los, you know, like the American parents que, hey, Billy, you are not William, you have to become an adult and you have to provide, and we're going to charge you rent. And no, mis parents no eran así. Mis parents eran como que like, mijo, ni trabajes, you know, tú preocúpate en escuela solamente, you don't need anything here.
Oh,
y yo como que like, I don't want to live off your money. I want to do my own thing. I want to prove myself. Así que ellos no me cobraban. They didn't put any pressure on me. I don't know why I was so caught up on trying to be un adulto, entre comillas. No sé por qué. Your parents weren't like that.
No, not really. Pero sí nos criaron como muy independientes a las tres. And I think it was, you know, porque somos mujeres. And my dad was very... No sé si lo hizo con intención, you know, pero like he really like gave us the tools that we needed. Y nos puso el ejemplo en how to be a hard worker and work for your money. Mi papá no, I think he had a good balance entre like, you know, I've heard some friends that like, you know, their parents like les cobran hasta por respirar en la casa.
Sí, verdad.
So,
yeah. I've heard that too.
So like there's Mexicans, you know, de que sí, like, hey, yeah, go, you know, like cough up.
See.
Pay some of the bills. You know, here's a bill. Here's, you know, get the groceries. You know, there's parents like that. Pero mi papá, no, it was more like, you know, hazte responsable. And sí nos compró a cada una, like our first car, but it was like a used car. And then I think that deep down, it was kind of like a project for him porque mi papá pues es mecánico. And... compraba como carros like salvaged or yonkeados and then he would fix them and then it was like the labor of his love. for us. You know, he got us all a car that he fixed up.
Yeah.
So, but then after, you know, that was our car, pero nosotros pagamos el gas. Nosotras, you know, nos encargábamos de lavarlo and things like that, you know. And then as we got a little bit older and we started working, then we could pay our chunk of the cell phone bill and pero so como te digo, like I feel like it was a good balance, pero pues llegábamos a la casa when I lived there, pues siempre había comida, my mom, you know, she did our laundry todavía even though we were living there and but at this, como te digo, like I feel like I had a good balance.
Yeah.
Of both. Y mis hermanas empezaron a trabajar bien jóvenes y manejaron bien jóvenes. I was a late bloomer because I started driving when I was 18. I got my first real job after college. They got their first real jobs before, you know, any type of education. So I was a late bloomer. Pero I think that it prepared me for some things. But I think adulting, I think it goes in levels.
I think so too, because even though que los 18 eres legalmente un adulto, you are not mentally mature yet.
Mm-hmm.
We've learned que the age of maturity for a brain deja de desarrollarse a la edad de 25.
Yeah.
Así
y nosotros nos casamos super young.
Nos casamos jóvenes. So
the adulting had to come faster.
You know, it had to, and we just didn't, like, we tried to do the best with what we had in hand. No teníamos all the maturity to, like, you know, handle 100% everything that was coming our way, which is kind of like a lo que voy, es de que I like to define adult, un adulto, no simplemente por la edad, sino la circunstancia y el estilo de vida that you have.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like eres un adulto ya cuando you are living independently, whether it's with your partner or yourself, or maybe even with roommates to some extent, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. If you, si has hecho sus taxes, acá no los hemos hecho.
Pero, but you could still be living with your parents and do your own taxes.
Yeah. Yeah, pero like it's not the same because there's a safety net todavía.
Yeah.
If you're living with your parents, the safety net is de que ahí está la casa, ahí está la laundry, ahí están tus parents. And even though we still have our parents, if some emergency were to happen, if we lose this house, it's on us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we lose our car, it's on us. Si la otra la regamos en la vida, there is no, like, you know, immediate safety net like it was when you're living at home.
Yeah.
Así que, I don't know. Esa parte is the one that sometimes me estresa a mí. And it's the one that I'm thinking, I don't know if I'm doing this 100% like I'm supposed to.
But I don't think anybody knows what they're doing.
I used to think that my parents knew exactly what they were doing.
No,
but,
dude, they're making it up.
But the older I get, the more I realize, man, these fools are making it up, man.
Same.
It's just as I am making it up.
La cosa es que, you know how they say, like, ah, pues ellos, you know, pasaron por ahí. Like, that's really true.
Sí.
Like, that's the only validation that we get, that we can go to them por consejos.
Yeah.
Is because, like you said, con la edad, you get a little bit more experience. Like, buying a car.
Sí, like buying a car, yeah. Because when I bought my first car, like, I've had cars before, but I wanted to make payments on it. I don't know why. You hear that? How stupid that sounds? Tenía un carro antes, pero yo quería hacer pagos en mi carro. That's crazy.
Pero para, like, to build your credit or just because? Just to have a bill.
Just to have a bill, I think.
¡Qué mal estás!
Estoy diciendo, man. Anyways, like, I don't know what I was trying to prove, but
qué
anyways.
Feo.
I was trying to prove that yo puedo, sas, yo puedo. Y bueno. Fuimos a un dealer, super shady dealer, which I'm pretty sure they sell, like, launder money at this point. I wouldn't, would not be surprised. Y me llevé mi papá según para que mi papá haga vouch, ¿no? Mi papá es el que sabe, mi papá es el que ha hecho sus tratos, Simón. Turns out that we were kind of ripped off. Our interest rate was stupid high. It was like 20% or something crazy.
Oh, dear Lord.
You know, like, it was crazy. Like, my, we had put down, like, a down payment already on a car, and it was just a bad deal. In and out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very expensive lesson.
Yeah.
Para mí. Pero la misma vez, yo pensé como que, like, apa, yo para eso te traje.
I trusted you, man.
You know, but my dad doesn't have too much experience in this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, se puede decir que mi papá y yo tenemos the same experience when it comes to buying cars. We have the same knowledge. Algo que yo pensaba.
Que él tenía más.
Ajá.
Pero tú sabes.
No sé qué es menso mi papá, para nada. My dad is really smart.
It's no, just, I'm saying, just, ¿y tu suegro?
your dad does it for a hobby. No sé qué trae tu dad. Like, you know, like, hey, like, se le da rasquera.
Está loco.
Se levanta un día, digo, como que, like,
But he's good at it.
Should I have hazelnut or French vanilla in my coffee? Y se pone a decir, como que, like, which creamer do I want? You know what? Screw it. I'm going to go buy a new car. Así como que bien crazy tu dad.
Sí, he is.
Bien nuts. So,
pero tiene mucha experiencia en eso.
He does. So the second time compramos un carro.
Uh-huh. No, ya estábamos casados. It was our first car together.
So I was 18 the first one. We were like, what, 22 the second time?
No.
23? I was 23.
We got our first car together in 2014.
So it was like 2 years after we were married. Uh-huh. So I was like 25.
Uh-huh.
Okay, y tú like 23, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. Más o menos.
Sí.
Ándale. So, yeah, nos íbamos a mirar otra vez.
Sí, nos íbamos a mi suegro. It was funny.
Pero esta vez we also called your dad.
I was pushing it. I was like, okay, yo sé que está aquí mi suegro, mil respetos, but I'm going to phone a friend.
Yeah, you used your lifeline. Mi papá,
just to make sure that we were getting a good deal.
And the deal was okay. It wasn't the best deal, but it was like okay with what we had, you know, like the credit that we had available y todo el show.
Uh-huh.
Fast forward to, you know, last year when we bought our latest car.
Chao. Fuimos solos, babe.
Dude, yeah. Fuimos ahí como que like...
That's adulting. Like, that's leveling up in life.
Cue in the Fat Joe song. I'm all the way up. Acá no, yo así como que like rolling. Yo estoy caminando in slow motion. I'm all the way up. Así como que like... Y tú eres mi posse aquí como que like...
Oh, machine. Okay.
You had stunners. I had stunners. I'm pretty sure I was wearing cheetah that day.
Oh, wow. Dead animal.
Sí, I had a dead animal on me. Croc skin.
Buttercream. I felt like we handled that really well.
We did.
Y le hablamos a mi papá.
After the fact.
When we were about to sign, but the deal was done.
Sí.
And we called my dad just to be like, hey, guess what we just did? Uh-huh. You know? And he was proud of us.
He was like, hey, that's a really like legit good deal. You know?
Learned, babe.
I mean, obviously the dealer is always going to win, right? They're always going to make money. They're always like, nunca te hagan un carro where they lose money.
Yes.
But the deals were comfortable. The down payment was non-existent. The interest rate is low. The terms are not very
reasonable.
Long.
Reasonable.
It's cool.
We did it,
you know?
Yeah.
Eso es ser un adulto. That's adulting right there. No cuando era 18 dije, yo puedo, pa. Y luego me di cuenta como que, pa, no puedo. Like, help.
I think another level of adulting is when you buy your first house.
When you buy your first house, see.
Or, you know, condo, apartment, whatever.
Wherever your living situation.
Yeah.
We were trying to rent before we got married. We're like looking for the rental.
Sí, pero pues aquí las rentas están más caras que a mortgage.
Well, lo que nos dio mucha quebrada a nosotros es de que primeramente we live in a rural area.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a border town, pero the border town in Soma, dudes, is all considered rural, essentially, ¿verdad?
Mm-hmm.
Y lo como es rural, hay más programas for first home buyers. Y encima de eso, the fact that we were in a recession and the market house, the houses were low,
mm-hmm.
It really helped us out que no teníamos mucho crédito. Because when we were starting off, no teníamos crédito casi para nada.
Yo no tenía, I don't think I had any.
I started building credit with two cards, with a Best Buy credit card and the K store card. I went and I bought a TV and I went and I bought your ring.
Yeah.
And I bought them both under credit. I had the cash, but
Hopes and dreams, man.
Yeah. Los compré, like I had the cash, but I bought them in like with credit, según yo para dar pagos and to build some credit. And it helped enough para agarrar la casa.
¿Y quién te aconsejó de hacer eso?
No sé quién fue.
I don't know. I'm asking you. How did you figure that? Like, that's another level of adulting when you start building your credit. Did you Google it?
I just heard that, like, you know, I'm sure I Googled it, but like, alguien me lo hizo imply or like, you know, incept that having credit helps. Or you need credit to get a house.
How did you figure out lo de la casa?
So de la casa.
Yo estaba planeando la boda. I was busy. Sí. I don't really know exactly how you mechanized all this.
Era like, it was. The wedding day was coming up, ¿verdad? Like, everything was coming
soon.
Up. It was soon.
We had nowhere to live.
And I was looking at conventional loans. Y así como que, like, dude, no, we can't afford any of this. So, mm-hmm. Since we cannot afford any of this, pues ni modo.
Y ningún apartment nos daba quiebra porque no teníamos kids.
O sea, los apartments, like, aquí en Somerton hay muchos apartamentos that you can't just go and apply como que, like, hey, I want to live here. Mm-hmm. How much do you charge monthly? Te dicen literalmente like, oh, sorry, to live here, you have to qualify under low income. And I'm just thinking, okay, well, I work part-time. My wife barely works. I don't know if you were working yet, 100%.
I was, mira, the thing is, I was still in college, you know, we didn't want to lie.
So no.
And I had a job lined up, but todavía no tenía ni el año, like work. They want to see like check stubs and todo eso. You know,
so no había. And we still didn't qualify. We still were not poor enough, which I thought was insane. Como que like, dude, más pobre no puedo estar. But apparently, we could, you know. So no calificábamos para eso. And I don't know where, like...
Or los apartamentos eran para, like, field workers.
También. That was another For migrant workers y no. Nosotros, pues no, ¿verdad? Pero, like, no sé cómo, but I ran into this program with USDA. I ran into Elizabeth Landon. Shout out to Elizabeth Landon, who's really cool over there in AmeriFirst Financial. And she was really nice in breaking down what the program is about. Essentially, we got a small little home, no money down, interest rate, like at 3%. You know, a fixed interest, which is cool. That means que no va a subir.
Mm-hmm.
And esta casa, dude, la sacamos out the door con tu y todo, like taxes y todo el show at $91,000.
Mm-hmm.
Ya no se compra una casa.
No.
At $91,000.
Three bedrooms.
A small new home? No.
We got the keys the week of the wedding, guys.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so stressful.
We felt like adults. Pero that's when we realized que... We don't really know what we're doing.
No.
When we had to like...
I was like, ama.
Fix it.
Sí.
Like, cuando algo le teníamos que hacer, yo era primero que decía, zafos, dude. Yo no. I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm. Because being a homeowner... Ooh.
Being a homeowner is tough, man. No one prepares you for this. Nadie te prepara para esto, dude. Nadie te enseña como que like, okay, vas a ocupar esto, esto y esto y esto. Y sabes qué? We should have like an evaluation of what people need when they're having bridal showers. I'm serious. Like, ya no nos compren spatulas. Ya no nos compren china sets. Like, we don't need that.
No.
Lo que yo ocupaba was how to fix a faucet for dummies book. Así como que, like, an addition. You
we
know what I mean?
We needed tools.
We needed tools, man. We needed tools. We needed guides. We needed, like,
weed
you know,
killer.
Like, un semestre pagado to a community college where we take home ec. No sé. Like, algo.
And not fail. I failed home ec, babe. Did you know that about me?
In middle school?
I failed. ¿Cómo se llamaba? Family and Consumer Science.
How do you fail that?
Dude, I don't know.
That's like for losers to fail. How do you fail that?
Jesse!
It's literally like making a sandwich. Like, make a sandwich.
No, teníamos que hacer enchiladas.
You had to make enchiladas?
Yeah, we made food. Cocinábamos, limpiaba, era de limpieza, y luego sewing. The lady gave me an F. Why did you marry me?
You know, like, la raza piensa que, like, si no sabes cocinar, then you're not ready to get married. I like to think que there's more to adulting than...
Yeah, como arreglar el breaker.
Arreglar, oh my God.
Hey, today we did that.
Today we did do that.
You guys.
Okay, so that's another...
Level up.
Another level up right there, because if that would have happened 3 years ago...
We had no idea what to do.
Yeah. Pero hoy, como que like, oh, this is not working. Well, let's check this outlet. Well, this outlet's not working. Okay, well, I believe that they're all tied to the same breaker. All right, let's check it out. Uh-huh. And resetted it, and voila!
It worked.
Everything's working beautifully.
Sí.
We use our adulting minds, que no teníamos antes, even when we were technically adults. Eso no existe, man. I feel like we have to change it up. I feel like we have to change the adult age from 18 to like 28. Like, I feel like we have to change it all. Como que, like, you can't get a license until you're 25. Yeah, I feel like you shouldn't be able to drink until you're 30. Like, you know, like, we have to change the laws, man, because at 18, you are not ready. That's what I'm telling you. You're not ready, dude. I wasn't ready.
But I think it's good because it makes como que the expectation is there and you're trying, como dices tú, to live up to it. And if you start so late, then we're going to have people barely figuring it out and, like, by the time they're 40.
That is a very valid point. I retake everything I said. Your point's a lot better. It makes so much more sense.
Oh my God, thanks.
Yes, it does. 100%.
You don't admit that very often.
I know. I really don't. I usually would fight that. Pero sabes que como soy adulto.
Ah, yeah.
Como soy una persona seria. Is there a difference between adulting y llegar al señorismo?
I think adulting is the English term for señorismo.
Really?
Kind of.
So ya somos señores y
señoras. I don't know. Itiel, what do you think? I don't know what adulting is in Spanish. Pero es como...
Adulterar acá, ¿no?
No, Jesse, eso es otra cosa.
Eso
es otra cosa. Oh, goodness.
You know, like, what I think of, like, all the things that I faked because I'm you know...
You were scared.
Hashtag an adult. Por ejemplo, when buying a car, we fake that. We all pretend like we know what we're doing. We don't know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
When...
Do you think salesmen can tell and women can tell?
I mean, probably. Right? They have to know.
They're like, este idiota.
when I do taxes, the first time I did taxes.
Cara de verde, cara
like,
verde.
When I first time I did taxes, I just hope like I hope they don't audit me. I hope like, you know, todo salga bien.
Ah, eso es otra cosa. Mm-hmm. When we got married, like the first time we did our taxes, we were just listening to what our parents were doing. And then we realized this is dumb. Yeah. Let's just do it our way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's better.
Yeah. The first time
it
I
works
was
for
scared.
Us.
First time
Sorry,
I was scared.
Dad.
Yeah. The first time I was scared, but I was like, nah, should be pretty straightforward. And mm-hmm. after doing it for a few years, you feel pretty confident about it.
Okay.
Cool. You know, but
so you're going to do it again?
Yeah. You know, we are going to do it together.
Hi.
Tú lo vas a hacer conmigo. Mm. Another thing that I faked as an adult is, doctor appointments. I feel like I'm on top of it, you know, but I'm not on top of it. I'm scared.
Dude, tú eres un maestro, un profe, un educator.
Here we go.
For medical assisting. Sí. Tú le dices a los chamacos all about the medical field, sí. whatever. Y no vas al doctor.
O sea, sí voy, pero...
Sebastián, like, ¿sabías que Juárez no va al doctor? Like,
sí voy.
Es un hipócrita.
That's not damn, I'm not a hypocrite about this. I'm just saying que, like, we pretend de que, like, we are on top of it, when in reality, we're not that on top of it.
Dude, you don't even... Ni haces citas. Like, yo no quería ser esa wife, mom. Like, I'm like, okay, yo voy a mis citas. Yo pongo mis citas, you know. I manage my health, and like you don't. I have to make an appointment, remind you.
There are things more important out there than me, okay? You're more important.
Okay, but you talk about, like, tú le dices a todo mundo like, oh, your health, take care of your health, you know, wash your hands and do this and do that. And you don't go to the doctor.
Soy como el zapatero. Nunca has visto like, soy el zapatero, right?
No.
El zapatero le hace los zapatos a todo el mundo. Menos los de él.
No,
sus
no.
Sus zapatos están feos.
Quiero decir que in the last 2 years, I have helped you be more on top of your citas.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. No querías ir al dentista.
Yeah, no quería ir. I finally had to go and, oh my God.
Yeah, guys.
Estaba bad la
it
cosa.
It was bad.
Pero ya se arregló eso.
Mm-hmm.
Cuando comiences a arreglar todo, I feel like adulting for me is everything I ignored in my 20s.
Early 20s.
Uh-huh. And living it living with the consequences
pero te costó,
in my 30s.
¿Te costó?
Machine, dude. That's what I'm saying. Like, yes. I'm living with the consequences now mm-hmm. in my 30s por todo lo que regué en mis 20s.
Yes.
And I feel like I never started faking more until I became a teacher.
Oh, really?
Dude, once I became a teacher, you know, like I became this fake symbol of I got it figured out.
Well, because you have kids that look up to you.
Which is like...
It's weird, huh?
It's weird.
Yeah.
Because... It was the first time that I was the adult.
Mm-hmm.
Every job that I've had when I was 18, 19, you know, en adelante, when I was working in the clinics, when I was working in the hospitals, when I was working even in the health department, like we were technically adults, but we were not the adult in the room.
No, we were always the youngest.
We were always the youngest. You know, siempre era like, you know, puros rucos acá. And I'm like, sorry, rucos que están escuchando que trabajan con nosotros. Pero we were always the young bloods, ¿verdad?
Yeah. Well, people at the county are... Some of them are twice our age.
Yeah. You know? I mean, some people have been there for 30 years mm-hmm. and I was like, not even 30 myself. You know, yeah. It's like, that's crazy. And in high school, like, you know, as a teacher, there's obviously teachers que son más avanzados que yo en años y en edad y todo eso. But in the classroom, when your classroom, you are the adult.
Yeah.
And
you're expected to tell everybody what to do.
Yeah. And some kids are like, you know, hey, how do we handle this problem? How do we handle stress? Y yo así como que like.
I don't know.
I don't know, man. Like life sucks.
What do I say? It doesn't get better.
All right. Flunk as many times as you can. Stay in high school. Okay, no, wait. But like, obviously I can't tell that to los chamacos, you know, like, so hay veces que I feel stressed. I feel overwhelmed. I feel lost,
mm-hmm.
but I can't show that. And I think that's the hardest part for me in being an adult.
And then, like, imagine having a kid. Because, you know, I read all these, like, mom blogs sometimes. Not mom blogs, but, like, moms who post and stuff. Who are, like, you literally are making it up as you go. Everyone's different, you know. Like, no te compares con otras mamás porque cada niño es diferente. And I'm just, like, they're figuring it out, too. So imagine, like, I can't imagine being in your early 20s and having kids. Because, like, you're barely trying to figure out yourself, you know, and how to adult and do life. And then you have a little one that you're teaching them how, you know, to live and survive in this world.
Yeah.
It's stressful. I really feel for them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shout out to all of the moms who are figuring it out, because I couldn't do it as gracefully as some of them are doing it.
I think, y creo que al final del día, eso es lo que es, con, you know, becoming an actual full-fledged adult, is taking on these new experiences, these new issues, these new problems, and trying to learn from them.
Because
that's what, you know, we did, and I'm sure that's what countless of others did.
You know what I think?
What do you think?
Cuando voy a la tienda. Ay, ¿cuántas veces has ido a la tienda tú conmigo?
Varias.
But like...
Así como que like recently? You haven't gone in a while.
No, we've gone separately.
Sí.
You know, like, esas doñitas que se ponen a hacer tap todo.
Like las frutas.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Like, I do that.
You tap things?
Yo voy así con los limones and I'm like, I touch like 5 before I pick the one I'm going to get.
Uh-huh.
But like, I don't know what I'm looking for. You know? Pero es que miro que todas las doñas así como que like, touch, 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 grab. Uh-huh. Touch, 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 grab. ¿Y así?
Uh-huh.
With, con los melones es diferente. You knock. And I knock like 3 different melones and then I'm like, okay, this one. Uh-huh. But like, I'm just like, eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
So you have no idea what you're looking for when
no,
you're knocking?
No, what the heck are they? No, yo no entiendo qué es lo que, like, okay, si se mira brown, pues no la agarres.
Dude,
¿no?
100%, there's all kinds of people that are faking it.
Y cada quien tiene su rollo, okay? Because yo he preguntado, no le hablo a la gente en la tienda, but like my friends, my family, mi mamá, I'm like, se tiene que oír hueco, you know? Lo tienes que levantar. Okay, because to pick a watermelon, it's a whole routine.
Like a ritual?
Sí.
A ver.
Like, you le tocas.
Sí, y si
contestan. Y si te dice hola, no. Quieres escuchar hello. Uh-huh. I don't know. Like, I don't know what they're looking for.
Yeah.
And then, like, you have to, like, knock on it.
Uh-huh.
Y luego lo tienes que levantar. Y así como que, like, si está más pesada, quiere decir que está más jugosa. That I understand.
Okay, pero si agarras una watermelon de, like,
so you're
de
like 10 there.
Libras y una watermelon de 5 libras. How do you know which one's más jugosa?
Por eso, like you pick it up and you feel the weight.
But what if it's like literally a bigger watermelon?
Ay, babe, no sé. Te estoy diciendo que I fake it. This is what they've told me, you know? Y like los jalapeños. Ay, si tiene venas, está más enchiloso.
What?
That's what I've heard.
¿Será cierto?
I don't know.
For those who are listening, like how do you guys pick your groceries? Do you guys
like,
fake it also?
Please tell me you do.
Yeah.
I don't like las venas because I feel como que ya está echado a perder. So like, yo compro los que están lisos. Aparte que I don't like spicy.
Mira, here's the fruits that I can knock out, Mashiach. Los plátanos. Si están amarillos, sas.
Ay, pues claro. Pero yo los... No, pero ¿sabes qué?
I'm all proud.
Pero los plátanos yo los trato de comprar un poquito más verdes because they go fast.
Sí.
Ya que llegas de la tienda a la casa, ya se maduraron.
I know how to tell a ripe aguacate. ¿Un avocado? Like,
eso es lo único que creo que me sale bien.
¿Pero un pepino, bro? Like, ¿qué? Like, how do I look at pepino?
Just make sure que no está soft.
Tiene que estar duro, ¿verdad?
Yes.
Pero todos están duros.
Todos están verdes.
Todos están igual.
So, mi mamá, like, mira, siempre que vamos a la... Que no he ido mucho tiempo, pero cuando voy con mi mamá, si viene a la casa y mira los pepinos que compré, that's what I get.
Sí.
¿Por qué tan chiquitos?
You know what we should do?
Agarra los más grandotes. But to me, it's like los más grandotes saben a pura agua. Like, they don't taste like nothing.
All pepinos taste like water.
That's true. Because they're not organic.
Do you know what we should do? Para sacarlos de onda. Like, cuando vamos a agarrar, like, you know, como like, la leche, le debemos tocar el cartón. Así como que, like, y levantarla. Si está más pesada este cartón de leche.
Ay, no sé. Ay, luego los limones.
Imagínate cuando vamos a agarrar un cereal, una carne, es un pollo. Acá, ¿no? Like, así como que le tocas al pollo.
Yeah.
Y si empezamos hollow, el pollo está más jugoso. No sé, like I feel like we would have the exact same results.
Honestly. Los limones. Have you heard about the limones?
No.
Que según si están más lisos, están mejor.
Like lisos as in not rough?
Like the shell, the skin.
Oh, okay.
Si está como muy porous, it's not going to be as juicy.
¿Será cierto?
Yo no sé. Te estoy diciendo. I just hear these things and I'm just like,
So you pretend.
Dude, I pretend. Y luego cuando voy a agarrar el cilantro, they all look the same to me and I'm just like, like I just like rearrange them.
Yeah.
To look like if I'm like, trying.
And people wonder why we get sick because those out there, all you adults are basically pretending to know how to select produce, and all you do is van y manosean todo.
That's me.
Sí. Van y manosean todos y luego se hacen como que like, oh, sí, este. You really don't know. Y ya dejas todo tu coronavirus en la manzana. Thanks a lot for that.
Sí. Y luego las cajas como de berries, lo único que me fijo es que no estén like rotten at the bottom, porque siempre las de abajo a veces están blanquitas. Especially if you go to like the really like, like the 99 cent store, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like if you go to Sam's, you know, you're going to get good stuff.
I know what you mean though with the whole fruit thing, because I've done that before. También, que like agarro un melón and I'm like squeezing it and I'm like, this is indeed a melon. You know, like, mm-hmm. así como que, like, I confirm it. It's un melon. And that's it. You know, like, that's as
put
far
it in
as,
my basket.
As far as it goes. Sí. Although I do have to admit something.
¿Qué?
Cuando era chiquito, I liked...
Ay, my... ¿eras esos niños que metías el dedo en la manteca?
No, dude. Like,
yo sí.
I would bury my hands in the rice.
In the rice and the beans?
Uh-huh.
Heck yeah.
I would like bury it all the way down.
Y nadie te decía nada.
Pues no, pero like, you know, that's nasty, right? Sí. We should, probably shouldn't be doing that.
Por eso tienes que lavar tus beans antes de comértelos.
Porque todos los chamacos
porque
mocosos ahí.
Porque todos los manosean.
Dude, that's unhygienic.
Nunca, en serio, nunca metiste, like, decías poke la manteca?
What manteca? What manteca is lying around? Yo nunca he visto manteca lying around. Which one?
Ay, amor.
Where?
Te voy a llevar a la del sol para que veas.
Dude,
¿nunca has visto ese paquete blanco que parece queso, pero tiene blue paper at the bottom
¿no viste
and
cómo
it's soft?
¿No viste cómo me puse cuando fui a la Welton por la primera vez en mi vida?
Oh my gosh, you guys, that was hilarious.
Acá en la frutería Welton, donde se vale patada y mordida. ¡Ánimo! Acá no le
that guy's crazy. Amazing. I don't know who he is, but we need to make him a hero.
Sí, I always like listening to his commercials. Y luego decía, tomates, cachetones y rojos.
¿Cachetones? That's what they say.
$7.90 al kilo. I don't even know if that's a real number, dude. I'm just saying like.
Is that a bargain? I don't know.
I don't even know. Pero I've never gone to a frutería Welton. Y cuando fui for the first time con ustedes, I was like, what?
Why?
Me puse a tocar todos los melones. Le toqué a toda la fruta.
Ah, es que porque está todo suelto, la sí, jamaica, el tamarindo,
sí, dude, todo.
La canela,
era un árbol, dude, la canela, era un árbol. I was like, what the heck? La canela, like, I've always bought canela, like, así pre-packaged, you know, like, little uh-huh, pieces. Uh-huh. This was like a...
Wild.
This was like, ¿cómo se dice? Like, firewood edition, los que venden, you know, like, I can go and do a camp.
No, tú te perdiste en los dulces.
Oh, yeah, la dulce. Oh, my God. Weltons are bomb. I love Weltons.
Yes.
I love Weltons.
But anyway, ese es mi secreto de adulting. You know what makes me feel like super adult? When I go to the dry cleaners.
Why?
When I go pick up my dry cleaning.
Really?
Yeah. Only adults do that.
That's good adulting. I mean, what are some cool things about adulting that we enjoy?
Dry cleaner?
Okay. I enjoy when I pay off all the credit card balances and they're all in zero and we have savings.
Oh, satisfying.
That is a satisfying feeling.
Very satisfying.
¿Qué más me gusta?
Meal prep. I mean, I don't know if that's adulting in sí, but me siento bien cuando, like, he pensado sí. De antemano para no estar en el drive-thru del Panda como que, like, I comí en la casa.
Sí.
You know, because I think that is pretty much adulting. Cuando ya no necesitas que tu mamá o tu papá te diga eso, sino es tu voz en ti diciéndote, I comí en la casa. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You reached a new level.
You reached a new level.
Sí, dude. 100%, I agree with you. You know, algo que I don't enjoy in adulting que makes it just
list.
Tedious. Laundry. I hate laundry.
Laundry is the devil.
Dude, like, why do we have to deal with this? Like,
es un ciclo.
Hemos avanzado ending. Tanto como una civilización and we're still, like, primitively washing our clothes.
No, le estás lavando mano.
Like cavemen. like we haven't figured
Mira,
out anything
el
better.
El pedo no es... I don't know if people get offended by me saying pedo, pero el rollo no es la lavada para mí.
Ajá.
No es la lavada.
No.
Because ese es el sistema que tenemos en nuestro hogar, ¿ok?
Right.
Juárez Headquarters.
Ajá.
I sort.
Sí.
I wash because sí. I don't want you shrinking and turning everything pink.
Okay.
Okay.
That's.
Lo pongo en la secadora, la saco, la pongo en la basket.
Mm.
And then I give it to you. Porque to me, como este hogar es 50-50,
ajá.
Yo espero de que tú hagas
este hogar
tu
es 50-50.
Part.
Acá no le call crazy. Key music.
De a doblarla and put it away.
That's the part I hate. I hate the doblarla.
Okay, pero no haces lo otro. We've talked about this.
I know, but so, it's mira, like so tedious.
I think that para adults in general, I don't like that part either. Es, no es la lavada. Es de que de la basket se doble y se ponga away.
Mira, a eso es lo que me estoy refiriendo yo de la tecnología.
Dan, did you like that Spanglish?
We
y
have,
se ponga away.
We have machines que se dedican a lavarte los platos.
Okay, sí.
We have machines que se dedican a lavarte la ropa. We have machines que se dedican a tallarte el piso. Shout out to the Roomba out there.
Our little Roomba is the best.
¿Por qué no tenemos una machine que nos doble la ropa? O sea, why haven't we done this already?
I'm sure there has, pero pues it's not como cheap enough for a household to have.
I feel like we have to like put priority into this. Like stop whatever we're working on right now. You know, whatever disease is going on, doesn't matter. Let's figure out how to make something that's economical.
Well, whoever can figure it out, they're all, you know, quarantined.
Algo que nos ayude to put the clothes away on its own, man, because I don't like doing it. No me gusta, la neta. Y algo que no me gusta a mí about adulting is that we can seemingly not complain about adulting. A eso voy otra vez para atrás con mis estudiantes. Like, I have to pretend like it's cool. And lately, this past 2 weeks, I have not faked it. I've just been like, leaning, I'm like, oh, Juarez, you look in a bad mood. I'm like, I am in a bad mood. I'm stressed.
Oh, wow.
And they're like, oh, Juarez gets stressed. Yes, we get stressed, you guys.
Y okay? Honestly, like, you
okay.
Started drinking coffee porque we have a friend who doesn't drink coffee porque no le gusta mucho, pero porque ya empezó a trabajar como así como que like, ya, ¿verdad? Like regularly empezó a trabajar and he's surrounded by a lot of men who drink coffee.
Yes.
He feels that pressure de tomar café para verte adulto.
Yes.
So su meta es empezar a tomar más café and I'm like, no, don't do it. No lo hagas, no lo hagas, porque like you're gonna get addicted and then you're not gonna be able to go back. And that's how you are. Because cuando nosotros nos casamos, yo tomaba más café.
Sí.
Tú según no tomabas café, al menos que fuera dominicano. Y como, like la primera vez que yo mire que tomaste mucho café, or café in general, es cuando fuimos a nuestra luna de miel a la República Dominicana.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, this guy does drink coffee, but you know, you only like that one. And then, like, as our marriage progressed, I drink coffee all the time. And you were like, okay, I sip here, I sip there. And now when you started teaching, it's like, if you don't have coffee in the morning, you can't function. I think that's another level of adulting. Because la gente que, like, you know, like you only, you think of that. People who drink coffee de necesidad porque they feel like they can't function is like adults.
Maybe that's just an age thing. Maybe it's just like, I'm getting old. I don't know.
And then like los chamacos on a Starbucks just to make them look like they're adulting, but they're not.
They're not. They really are not.
No, si tu Starbucks drink tiene whipped cream y es un frap, that's not an adult drink.
Si tiene un bendy straw.
That's not you trying to get through your day and not like breakdown of stress.
That's true, man. You know, and is there certain stereotypes that we can break now that we're in this adult transition? I feel like we can break a couple of stereotypes though. I feel like, como por ejemplo, we don't have to add to the stress that our adults when we were kids were adding to us.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I feel like the biggest reason why I was rushing to be an adult when I was 18 is because people thought we're like, oh, you have to prove it to us now. You know, if you're not proving it to us now, then you're failing at this.
Pero quién?
Ay, no sé, dude. O sea, like, yo en mi mente todo el mundo. Todo el mundo. Like,
that's,
you know,
because you like to prove people wrong.
And I mean,
no importa.
I don't even know who I was proving wrong.
Exactly.
I was just so caught up on it que now that I'm here, I'm just like,
why?
Why? See, like, what is this? You know, like, what?
Yo lo que sí sentí es cuando nos casamos, porque we got married really young.
Yeah.
And I, eso sí, I was like trying to be like, okay, me acuerdo que no le quería hablar a tu mamá. Because I didn't want to make her feel like I wasn't taking care of you. And I didn't want to call my mom because I didn't want her thinking like, ya ves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to figure a lot of things out like on my own, or I called your sister. So it was like, esa sí sentí presión. Pero before that, like going to college, getting a car, or not getting a car, like my dad got me my car, pero like taking care of the car, you know, paying my gas, todo eso, like it was just, it was just stage two, you know? Then stage three. Like, to me, it was like steps.
What stage are we in now? What do you think?
We're pretty up there, I think.
Stage
seven. We're not loving it, but like, I think Creo que ver como like some of our younger friends come to us for advice, I think it's validation of like we've done something right because they want to know how. You know, they want to know how we did it and how we figured it out.
A lot of people that listen to our podcast son de nuestra edad. Mm-hmm. Some, you know, we're in the same demographic. Me imagino que they must have, you know, relate to how we feel in some shape or form. So.
Or not.
Or maybe they, maybe
they're
they
like,
don't.
No, guys, you're the only ones that can't.
No, I doubt it. I really do doubt it, you know. And do we need, like, sometimes I ask myself if I need validation that I'm doing this correctly. Is there a correct way of doing it? Is there an incorrect way of doing it?
I don't think there is. I think it just depends on your life and
whatever your goals are. Whatever
mira, si tú te puedes dormir en la noche, like happy with what you did with your day, I think that that's enough.
Yeah.
That should be enough. And, you know, obviously do your taxes and not throw us into jail would be nice. Thanks.
Even though this week was hard, I do have to admit that these past few years, the adulting things such as balancing the household, balancing our mm-hmm. relationship, mm-hmm. our social life and our responsibilities have become a little bit more manageable.
Yeah.
You know
what I haven't nailed?
What?
In the adulting life?
Get it.
Coupons.
We don't need coupons, dude. Like, en serio.
Like, ¿no has visto las doñitas que se ponen super extreme con los cupones?
Sí, and I hate them.
And like, you're stuck behind in the back of the line. I think that's what makes me more like, qué flojera.
Being an adult.
No, obviamente, queremos ahorrar, ¿verdad?
Claro.
Y like, las mamás siempre están como que buscando las especiales y todo eso. I used to be like that. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
I used, because I thought that was expected of me, you know? De que like, I wasn't being a good wife if I wasn't looking for the best deal, which, you know, we do that sometimes. Pero a veces it's just like, ya está la tienda aquí, we're going to get whatever this store has, yeah, you know?
Right.
Pero he estado like haciendo fila para pagar en la tienda and it's caught up because this lady's got like 20 coupons.
Oh, that's the worst.
I can't even give change.
¿Por qué, doña?
I can't even give exact change because I feel the anxiety de que todo el mundo me está esperando. Imagínate tener 20 cupones.
Tira, si me siento yo también cuando baila Circle K. Y me dan like the 10 cents back and I'm trying to put it in my wallet and grab my card and grab everything at the same time. Así como que like,
ah.
Ajá. And then like, just to like not be lame, I'm walking with everything in my head. Y así como que like, and I feel super lame doing
sí,
that.
Sí, porque te pueden saltar y ya tienes la tarjeta o sí. Tienes tu dinero. Anyways. But like, you know, that the coupon thing. I wish I had.
Pero esas doñas are at a different age. They're not 30, dude. They're like 60, 70. And when you're that age.
60, 70? No, Jesse. Yeah. I know 30-year-olds who do coupons.
Really?
Yes, who do coupons. I'm not going to say it.
Tell me, expose them. Exponlos. You don't have to do coupons. I don't think that's part of an adulting thing.
Pero si cuando tú piensas personas que hacen coupon, you automatically went with.
Viejitas.
60 and 70. That's what I'm saying.
Or like the white ladies in TLC.
Jesse.
I'm serious. Like every time I see those white ladies on TLC, the coupon ladies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen their.
No, Hispanics are into bargains too.
Yeah, no, but like the show on TLC, it was uh-huh. like siempre eran, pues, obviamente eran puras americanas, y they would show us like their vaults of toothpaste.
That's a TLC thing.
Yeah, it's that is their, a TLC.
Their como se dice, their diversity is not too broad.
No, it's not. But no. We don't need the coupons to be an adult, babe. I don't need that kind of validation. Okay,
no?
I really don't. No.
Okay.
I think the only validation I need is de que like. We're doing the best that we can.
Mm-hmm.
We're semi-enjoying life on the most part.
Mm-hmm.
We are not in crippling debt anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, and...
¿Sabemos arreglar el breaker?
¿Sabemos arreglar el breaker?
¿Podemos ir a comprar
we fixed our dishwasher the other day.
Oh my God, I was so proud of you. Honestly, like, I was already thinking like, man, I'm going to have to do this on my own. Voy a tener que averiguarlo entre la semana cuando tenga un día libre. And you showed up, man. I'm very proud of you. Thank you for helping.
I don't know what's going on, man, but this adulting thing, like I've been getting the hang of it lately. Just this week. This week is just like, no quiero. Like I want to play video games and that's it. I miss those days sometimes. I miss that this last week.
We played video games today. What are you talking about? I found Yoshi.
Pero like, yo digo like, do nothing.
I know,
I miss
Jesse.
Those days.
No, ya no se puede, amor.
Ya no se puede. Ya no se puede, mm-hmm. ni modo. Así que los que también están en ese same boat as us, que ya no se puede, how do you guys manage your life and all the things that you got to handle, all the things that you got to juggle? What are some things that have worked out for you guys? Let us know, because para nosotros, the biggest thing that has helped out is just communicating entre Jessica y yo, setting some priorities of what has to be done and just kind of focusing on that. Making a routine has helped us.
¿Y cómo se arregla un tornillo barrido?
No sé.
That we haven't figured out.
This one I haven't figured out. No. Let us know. Let us know in the comments.
And we've YouTubed it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work for us.
Yeah, it has not. I have not been able to figure it out yet. But one day I'll be able to figure it out. Okay, yeah. Like, you know, I don't want to rant more about this adulting thing. I don't want to go off on a rant. I feel like we covered it.
Yes.
We have. Adulting is fun most days.
Most days.
Pero when it's not, it makes me want to be a kid all over again.
And we should be allowed to do that.
We should be allowed to rant a little bit.
No, I meant to be a kid.
También.
Yeah. We played Nintendo today.
Yeah.
It was fine.
It was okay.
While doing laundry. It's all a balance.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning into this podcast on the 50-50. Thank you for tuning into now season 3. The more I hear this song, me gusta, but I think it's going to be time to switch it pretty soon. So
I think your brother's going to have to make his tune for us.
Yeah, so if you guys hear a new song in the next few episodes, you've been warned, the song might go away.
Sorry, Ford.
Sorry. Yeah, well, now Ford can use it, probably. You know, he can use it on his videos now.
I mean, he could always use it anyways,
but you know what I mean. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the 50-50. If you've been enjoying the content, check out our website, which is the5050.com. That's THE.50FIFTY. And check out our Instagram. That is the5050. So it's THE.50FIFTY. Instagram is where we are most active, honestly. Instagram is where
we're still struggling. Like, to be active.
Pero like, o sea, when it comes to responding, messaging y todo eso.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Instagram's where it's at, you know? We do have a Facebook, which is L5050EL.50FIFTY. We're not very active there on Facebook, though, I'll be honest. You know, stick to our Instagram, you guys. Follow us, leave a comment, let us know if you're enjoying the show. Leave us some feedback. We love good feedback. That's what helps the show grow. And when it comes to this part of the conversation, let us know in adulting. ¿Qué son las cosas que ustedes les gustan hacer as an adult? What are the things that you fake as an adult?
Or that you hate to do?
And what are some things that you enjoy into adulting? And what is an adult para ustedes? For us, it's not just the age, but the lifestyle and the experience you gain and the level ups. What is it for you guys? Let us know. Y como siempre, everybody, thank you all for listening to
The 50-50.